It's Renee here. I am obsessed with everything mindset, growth, and personal development. This show is all about how to work on yourself and shift your perspective so you can unleash the badass woman in you and live your best life. If you feel that you're meant for more and you're ready to learn, you're at the right spot. Let's do this. Hey babes, welcome back to It's Renee Podcast. I'm super excited to have you here. Once again, you are working on your mindset, you're working on yourself, so congrats on doing that. Today we have a great friend of mine, Rebecca Hebert. She's a nutrition coach. She is the owner and founder of Rebecca Hebert Fitness. She's a certified nutrition expert. She's a personal trainer. She has an app, RHF app. She's all about women's wellness and helping them understand their cycle. She's helped thousands of women develop and maintain a great relationship with food. And she's all about balance when it comes to nutrition and, of course, the occasional drink. We're super lucky to have her today share her knowledge and talk about her life and all the exciting stuff that's coming for her. Rebecca, welcome to my podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yay! So let's start. I have so many questions for you. First of all, you were not always a fitness coach. I want you to tell us what you were doing before doing that and what triggered the change and transition into the fitness world.
So it all started when I was a massage therapist. So I studied massage therapy in 2013, and I ended up practicing for 5 years. After that, COVID happened. So during COVID, I ended up just having like 3 months of no work. So I had already taken my certifications for personal training and nutrition coaching. So I decided to pursue that full time, and obviously didn't have a choice because I was not able to work. So I ended up hiring a ads and marketer. So he ended up helping me kind of grow my business and taught me how to use YouTube and just helped me with making ads and things like that. So it helped me just grow my business. So in 3 months, I ended up just really doing super, super well financially. So when it came back to working, when I was working for a chiropractor in Shediac, and she was wanting me to come back, and I was like, it just didn't make sense. Like financially, it didn't make sense. The freedom I had now to travel, I was like way too excited just to have the flexibility of working for myself at home. So, so that's where it started. I ended up just doing this full time. So now it's been 5 years that I have been an online coach full time.
Wow. And I remember actually seeing your like at home workouts back then, because someone had to do it. Like the gyms were closed. And yeah, I feel like that's when I think of you back then. Like I just remember you really diving into your business and really leveling up. And it's wonderful because you look at it today and it's like you're building your own empire. Like it's literally like everyone knows your business. Everyone knows like who you are, what you do. And I find that's super inspiring for someone like me who's like working on doing the same for my businesses. Like I love having you in my circle, basically. So you preach balance and to have fun. Where does this come from? Like, why do you think it's important to have that balance when it comes to food and even like drinks? Like you'll often share, the food that you're eating. You go to restaurants almost every week, and weekends, and you share about your plates and your drink. Where does it come from? Like, did you have an experience where you had a coach or like you were doing something and it was more restricted and it really like impacted you? Like, where does this, you know, importance on balance come from?
Well, it started, it's been a while now, but I did a fitness competition 7 years ago. And before that, I had a coach, and it was pretty restrictive. There was no cheat meals for a while. It was really basic foods like chicken and rice and broccoli, and very restrictive. And it just, it made me feel like this unhealthy relationship with food, because I started to worry about what I ate and how much I was eating. And I wasn't able to have anything like enjoyable. So that was my mindset until I did my fitness competition. And then after that fitness competition, it really taught me that that's not how I want to live. And then I started just really practicing balance. So I then was kind of just focused more on like macro counting instead of like eating specific foods, because as you know, like when you're doing that bodybuilding world, there's like this list of 10 foods that you're allowed to eat and that's it. And it took me a long time to start adding in different foods without feeling guilty about it. So now, 7 years later, I don't restrict any food. And that list of 10 things, I eat maybe a few of them now, but like you won't catch me eating tilapia now. Do you remember eating tilapia all the time? Like, it's disgusting.
So it tastes like dirt.
So gross. So like that's where my experience came from, is just being in that very restrictive diet mindset lifestyle, and learning from it, healing from it, and practicing what I preach. Like I drink what I want, eat what I want in moderation, but I still feel good. I still feel like I look good, and I feel better now than I did at my leanest when I was doing those very, very restrictive diets. So
that's crazy.
So I feel like that's where the balance comes from, is just like my bad experience that I had, and just using the balance in my everyday life.
I love that. And that's one of the reason why, I don't think I mentioned it, but you're actually my nutrition coach. And that's what I love about you and your approach. When I, you know, decided to get back to my kind of healthy weight and really start working on losing the baby weight, it was like a no-brainer for me to choose you, because I really liked your approach. And I knew that I was going to be eating all kinds of good food and good meals and still be able to have a glass of wine here and there. So I love that. How do you like convince women that it's not going to ruin their progress to have a glass of wine here and there, or it's not going to ruin their progress to have pasta? Like, do you find it hard to like convince them and like make them understand that part?
So a lot of the time my clients will come to me and they will already know that I am a lifestyle coach. So they know that they're going to come to me and I'm going to make sure that they're eating everything. Like, they're eating pasta, bread, they're allowed to have alcohol. And that is because like everything's okay in moderation. This is a lifestyle change. It's not a strict diet. It's not something that you're going to follow for 6 weeks and then stop and then gain all the weight back, or to go back into your old habits. I am teaching my clients to make this a long-term solution. And that means not cutting out any types of food. That means having the pasta and the pizza and doing it just like once a week, or if they're gonna do it, they can do it in moderation. So yeah, I've worked with over 1,000 people at this point, and I've never had to restrict any of them from their favorite foods or desserts or any of that stuff. And they've been able to have great results, and were able to not only look better, but feel better and have a healthier relationship with food.
The last few months, maybe like 6 months, or correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like you've been really diving deep into the women's cycle and how to eat and train for your cycle. Can you explain a bit more like why you decided to venture into that, and why you decided to look into that to begin with, and how does it work, like how it's making an impact in your clients, as opposed to the approach that maybe you had before?
So the reason I started looking into it is because I started to do intermittent fasting, and I started to kind of hear different information about intermittent fasting and how women shouldn't be fasting the same way as a man. So that's how it started. So I started doing intermittent fasting around my cycle. So then it turned into eating differently for my cycle. So I really dived into learning about different hormones that are coming up and down throughout our cycle. And the main ones that are really important to know is your estrogen and your progesterone and how they come up and down throughout your cycle and how those hormones affect us, how we metabolize food, how we feel mentally, how our bodies feel like visually. You're going to start to have like more bloating when your mm-hmm. progesterone's higher. You're going to feel more energetic and happy when your estrogen's higher. So all of these different changes affect so many different things in our life. And nutrition is a huge one, and exercise as well. If you are exercising really intensely and eating very low calories during, well, at all, it's really not mm-hmm. good to do that at all, but especially for women during their late luteal phase, which is that week before our period, mm-hmm. you're going to be making your body in a very stressful state because your body really just wants to relax at that point and get ready for your menstruation, so your period. So I'm so fascinated with that because I have seen it for myself and for my clients. I've got almost all of my clients eating for their cycle now, and it's really just small tweaks that we've had to make, but have made huge improvements in how much bloating they get. Their PMS symptoms are super, like, not even there now. Like, they don't get super bad cravings anymore. And that's another thing, is when you're in your late luteal phase, you should be eating more carbs because your body is going to metabolize them better, and your body just needs it. And that explains why when you're doing, when you're in your, like, right before your period, you know how you get those like intense mm-hmm. cravings?
Yeah.
It's usually because we are not eating enough throughout that month. Or if, say, you're doing like a really like a strict diet, mm-hmm. a lot of the time people will fall off the wagon during that week before mm-hmm. their period because they're not eating enough. So I've made these small adjustments to all of my clients' plans, and I give them late luteal snacks, mm-hmm. and it's just going to help their cycle overall. It's going to help their mood, it's going to help their energy, it's going to help their PMS symptoms, and it also helps with fertility. So if you're a woman listening and you're trying to get pregnant, this could be a really good way for you to help the chances.
Mm-hmm. I love that, and I love to hear that because I feel like everyone should look into this. Like, it's impacting, like, the impact on a woman's life is, like, huge. So I think that's great that you started looking into that. You recently launched an app.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Tell me, what does it do? Tell me more.
Okay, so my app is called the Rebecca Heber Fitness app, and it's available on Apple and Android. And it's an amazing app, and it's 100% customized for each person when it comes to their calories and their macros. So whatever your goal is, whatever your dietary needs are, there's so many different options in it. So you're going to have your calories, your macros, and then you're going to have a bunch of recipes to choose from. And I add new recipes every week. And there's workouts, home and gym, and body weight workouts. There is knowledge. So I talk about gut health. I talk about the period, like the menstrual cycle, what period tracker I use. Like I said, there's late luteal snacks. So there's a lot of stuff included in the app, and it's only $19.99 a month. So it's super cheap.
Love that. So that's your sign. Go get the app. That was actually my next question. Like, does your clients need a gym membership? But you just said it. So you can actually work out from home. So that is great. So I know that you could help every woman out there because you're just so knowledgeable and you've done it. But who's your like ideal client? Like, who do you find come to you the most, and that you've seen like tremendous change, not only in their bodies, but like their life in general?
So it's usually women in their 40s, because they lived through that phase where people were doing super restrictive diets, and it was like they weren't allowed to eat carbs at all. And I find like even like us, like, in our 30s, mm-hmm. we went through it too because we did fitness competitions. Mm-hmm. But, like, the generation before us, they had it, like, really hard. I feel like they had it, like, next level, yo-yo dieting. Like, there's all these different things to do. Now, I feel like it's more lifestyle-based and there's more people talking about how to make health and wellness a part of, like, a lifestyle. But, like, the 40-year-old women that come to me, like, they've been yo-yo dieting for 20 years.
Yeah.
And they never did lifestyle before. They've always done, like, the different fad diets. Mm. And I find that they're the ones that need the most help and they're the ones that get the best results because they have a new approach. And instead of just, like, doing something short term, they're doing this for the long term.
Yeah.
And I find, like, as people get older, they're more willing to like, put the time in because they've done the fad diets for 20 years. They're done with it. They're ready to, like, do it right. And that's my ideal client, is somebody that's ready to do it right and, like, and stop, like, this, like, short-term mindset.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, that's really interesting. And that brings, like, my next question. You must hear, like, a common phrase from clients, like, what is the most common thing that people tell you, and what do you tell them in return?
I would say a lot of the time people really focus on the scale and the scale not coming down fast enough. And I have to talk about this pretty much weekly on my social media, like on my stories. But I talk about it every week during check-ins too. Everyone's always, like, so fixated on that number on the scale. And I always have to reassure the client that you have to remember that the scale isn't going to always be the only thing that you need to concentrate on. It's how do you feel? How are your jeans fitting?
Mm-hmm.
How's your sleep? Like, how do you feel internally? And I call them, it's called non-scale victories. You think about everything else besides the scale, but a lot of the time I have to keep reassuring people that that scale isn't the how does that go?
I don't know.
There's that saying. It's not the only thing that matters is the scale. It's like the least thing that you should really care about, because you have to remember that body fat comes down, but your muscle mass will come up. Mm. If you're strength training, which you should be, if you're not, then you need to start, because as we get older, we lose our muscle and we become brittle and weak. And as women, like, it's super important for us to be lifting weights. So all my women client are lifting weights,
mm-hmm.
and so they're gaining muscle, they're losing body fat. The scale is only coming down a little bit sometimes, depending mm-hmm. on how much body fat that client has to lose. So that's the reassuring thing I have to tell people all the time, is not to focus on that number and just to keep focusing on how you feel. And a lot of the time I tell my clients to throw out their scale.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Throw out the scale. Okay, now you're not just about fitness and nutrition. You love to travel and we love to see it. I feel like I've seen a post lately that you said that your travel plans might have changed for the near future. Tell me more about that and why that is happening.
So as I'm talking about it, I'm like, I miss traveling so much. It's so hard because last year I was traveling pretty much all the time. I traveled to Spain for 3 months, and then I came home for the summer, and then I was gone again for 3 months to Europe. So it was a really busy year of traveling and I really miss it. But like right now, last year I sold everything to move and travel, and so now I need to kind of like restart and have a home base. And I've decided that home base is going to be here in New Brunswick, and then and just travel in the winter months. So it's definitely a different path than what I was saying last year at this time. So things have really changed in that way, but I think that this is what like adulting kind of looks like, because it means like buying furniture and like mm-hmm. having a place and mm-hmm. like settling down, and then just traveling in the winter months, which I think it's going to be good. And now that summer is coming, I think I'm going to be more like happy with it. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. now that it's like, I find like the up and down of the weather makes me miss traveling.
Yeah.
So yeah, the next travel plans are going to be like next winter. I think we're doing Asia for three mm-hmm. months. So that's the plan right now. So
love that. And your new partner, Nassim.
Yes.
He loves traveling too. Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah. It's perfect. Like I've literally met my perfect match because he can travel freely and he loves traveling and he's just as much like doesn't like being here for too long, just like me. So yeah, it works. And we're like the place we're getting, it's going to be a really, it's a kind of big step for our relationship because we've been together for a year. Mm-hmm. It'll be a year actually like in 2 weeks. And we've traveled so many different places. We've lived so many places, like jumping from place to place. But this will be like our first like place home together.
Love that.
It's exciting.
Yay. So happy for you.
Thank you.
So you talked about the travel plans and getting a place with your partner. So what's next for you? Like any special and exciting projects that you're working on that you could share with us?
Well, there's a few things I'm working on. So I always do transformation challenges, 6 or 8 week transformation challenges every season. So I did one for spring and I'm announcing my next challenge this weekend for the summer challenge. So it's a 6 week challenge. That's the only thing I'm going to tell you for now. And stay tuned for that. It's going to be all on my Instagram page, mm-hmm. all the details. But those ones are amazing because a lot of the time people, like, they start the challenge and they learn a lot from the challenge. They learn how to find balance and to eat the foods that they really, really like. And then they are able to maintain what they learned after that 6 weeks. So it's not like a 6 weeks, they lose the weight and gain it back. Yeah. It's like they do it for 6 weeks. And then when they're done, they've gained so much information, knowledge. They continue to do it and continue to get results. It's always the pattern that I see with these challenges. So I always say it starts as a challenge, but turns into a lifestyle. So the second thing is I am starting my own podcast soon. It's in the works. So that's you inspired me, Renee.
Yay! That's so exciting.
I feel like I have a lot to say when it comes to just like women's health and like especially with the cycle and how our hormones change and just like I want to talk about like the real stuff that us women go through that maybe just like it's not talked about enough and just have like guests like you on there, like guests like doctors that do Botox and just stuff that I feel like is really, really interesting. So
I agree. I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to hear. Two things before we go. What type of coaching do you offer? Like, I know you have like different plans. Can you just briefly touch on that so the people can know what to expect?
Yeah, so I offer one-on-one coaching, which is very personalized for a person. So like, say if you're somebody that needs a lot of accountability, needs somebody to walk them through everything, that would be the one-on-one coaching. And I have three levels of it. There's basic, standard, and premium. Each have more accountability than others. So that is one option that I find has the best result because a lot of the time people do need that coach to help them, to guide them. So there's that, which is like customized everything. There's calls, there's text messaging, like everything. So that's the best option. And then if you don't need accountability from a coach, you just want something to follow, you just want your calories, your macros, recipes, workouts, then that would be the app. So those are my two options. So basically the biggest difference is one has a lot of check-ins and accountability and the other is just there's your program, there's your app, and there you go.
Okay, I'm learning stuff myself. Love that. So what's the best place that we can find you or reach out to you and inquire about your programs or even just look at all the content that you share? Give us your handles and stuff.
The platform I use the most is my Instagram, definitely. So it's Rebecca Hebert Fitness. And I also use TikTok. You can follow me on there. I just kind of do like more like funny stuff on there, just like more like lifestyle stuff. So it's just that one's Rebecca Hebert Fit. And then I have a website, which is where all of my programs are. And that's www.rebeccahebertfitness.com.
Thank you so much. I will add everything in the description down below so you don't have to write it down, everyone. This was so much fun. Thank you so much for accepting to come on my podcast. I can't wait to see what you have in store for the next year, and maybe you'll come back next year and we'll see the growth, and maybe you'll be, I don't know, somewhere in the US teaching women about the cycle. So thank you so much for being here, and I love you so much.
Aw, thank you for having me.
Oh, all right. Bye, guys. We'll see you next week.